Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
If you're not listening to this show, then I don't know how you're hearing this. But if you're also not listening for other reasons, then you need to stop not listening, because this is a show you should be listening to.
Afternoons on the Score.
If that's not a promo, I don't know what is.
Wide right by Torres. Betts in the corner. Does he have room? Fights with the fan. And they're going to say that it's an out and fan interference. So an out, one gone in this first. And yeah, Betts has that ball in his glove, and this fan literally tries to take his glove off. Fries the ball out of there. A for effort.
Well, he won't be watching the game much longer.
Idiots!
Highlights courtesy of Fox Sports.
Such complete idiots. Jackasses. And then the way they talked about it after the game. I didn't see the tweets that went viral and all the coverage that was happening last night. I just want to quickly say, from my perspective, I woke up and read the story that Jesse Rogers filed on ESPN and read these quotes from these complete jackass, jamoke, New York entitled idiots with, like, we need to defend our wall. Yeah. We talked about it for years. If a ball ever comes over, we'll do whatever we have to do to get the ball out of the glove. And them talking about doing what we can to support the team. You're not on the team, man. You're not on the team. Just horrendous versions of entitled New York baseball fans. Wow. And I was excited to come in here and laugh at them and make fun of their idiocy. And then I realized there's extra layers of stuff that's going on that I barely even noticed, having woken up and taken in the story that way.
Yeah, there's a lot of different stuff that goes on. And shout out to Paul Sullivan, because if you should read the piece that Sully just posted, because I think that he pretty much nails it. Like, pretty much nails it as far as both the incident itself and then the coverage by our friend Jesse Rogers that seemed to be glorifying it. And Jesse kind of reveling in the fact that he was the one that got those guys, and it already, like, doing rehabilitation on those guys' reputations by, oh, he's a beaut and all that nonsense.
Yeah, can you, well, fill people in on some of that stuff from last night, because Jesse does the legwork to go and find them at the bar and get a comment from them.
Yeah, and then, you know, there's like a picture of them, like they're the bleeping get along gang, where it's just, I'm surprised that the editors at ESPN allowed Jesse to frame the story in the way that he framed it, where, oh, look at these lovable goofs that, you know, that they just kind of love their team. And aren't they funny? When this could have gone left in multitude of ways. And I do think that it's okay to laugh at the ridiculousness of it, but to not acknowledge how over the line it is.
They're grabbing at his glove and trying to rip it off his hand.
Grabbing him.
Yeah, the other guy's grabbing the other hand. And he's like jumping up to repeatedly engage. Sometimes looks like he's overextending the arm a little bit.
At first I'm like, wait, is the second guy pulling Mookie up so that he doesn't get hurt? Like, that was what was going through my head. And I was like, no, he's also a bag.
like bag on bag action.
He's also a bag.
They were pals.
So I was thinking about this and thinking of, like, put yourself in Mookie's place. I think Mookie's a better person than I.
Dude, Mookie in the moment is just like pointing at them and pointing at security.
He
and
did exactly the right thing.
But and then after the game, he's like, "Those are just passionate fans. Those are just passionate fans. I'd rather just we lost the game, and I'm just gonna focus on the next game." Mookie going super duper high road.
Well, it's high road and it's compartmentalization. And it's exactly what you expect from an MVP-level player, that he knows that there's not a lot of winning for him in this particular battle, and the thing that's most important to him is to win the World Series. So you start to focus on that. But it just, like, the picture of it is really terrible. And seeing some of the incidents that have gotten closer and closer to getting us back to, like, Malice at the Palace, to see this happen on the World Series stage is just awful. And I think because those guys kind of look like central casting and, oh, well, they're just big, goofy guys who love the Yankees, that it's very easy to dismiss it as if it were nothing. But I do think if there were other people that did this to a different athlete, it would be different. And the reaction to it would feel different. And it wouldn't be lovable. And it wouldn't be jokey joke time. It wouldn't be make them a star time. And so I'm glad that the thing about Sully is that Sully is not afraid of the smoke. And I appreciate that he wrote in the Tribune, and I highly recommend anyone who's read the Jesse story to read the Sully story, that it wasn't great journalism by Jesse. And I would tell Jesse that to his face. And I really like Jesse, and he helped me tremendously here.
And it
wasn't great journalism by him.
The idea to go find him and the hustle to go get them and to get the quote, I think, are all great, like, and classic Jesse in terms of, like, early.
We've seen him do that as a producer.
Early days of The Score,
yes,
when he was producing North and Jiggets.
100%.
He was the best guest booker and crazy hustle and super creative and all of that. But then it's the framing and the propping up of them last night.
The editorial decision that he made in doing it and then kind of reveling in it
is the
thing that I think a lot of his colleagues are having a problem with, and they took it to his neck yesterday in the responses to it on Twitter.
And as you say, his bosses could have helped frame that better.
They sure could have.
They could have done a better job of that. But I think a lot of people have gone through a process here of being like, oh my God, look at this. This is crazy. Oh, that's wacky. Look at those idiots. Yeah, okay, it's kind of funny. And then they start to take it a little more seriously. If I were to give you, because we're about to hear from a former professional athlete who's in the sports media, who was buddies with one of those guys in college. And if you were to pick out of a hat of somebody who might have been buddies with Copa Bianco or whatever that dude's last name is, you probably would have landed on Rob Gronkowski, who was on Up and Adams with Kay Adams this morning.
What we're seeing here.
This is actually the first time I'm seeing this live.
Okay.
And here's a little fun fact. That
live.
Guy right there grabbing Mookie Betts' glove.
Don't tell me you know
was
him.
My friend in college.
Gronk, stop it right now.
He was on the ice hockey team, the club Arizona Wildcats team, ice hockey team. And let me tell you, the whole hockey team, they were absolute maniacs. They were indescribable just how wild
animals?
These guys. Animals, yes. How wild these guys were. Him doing that represents him very well. I mean, he is all in for his teams. He is all in for the Yankees. I remember him talking about the Yankees all the time, how he loves them so much. And that describes him perfectly. Just doing whatever it takes to help his team out. But
he's
a beauty.
Okay,
he is a beauty.
Okay, hold
and I just
on.
Want to say congratulations.
Congratulations!
For shining when your moment came.
Okay. We're not talking any football today. I need to recue the tape. Gronk, we can call him a beauty, is
he
what
is
you just said. Will you tell me that you're telling me this is okay?
No, I'm not saying it's okay.
Well, now I want you to tell me what you think of what your friend did.
No, I'm not. I mean, I haven't talked to him in a while.
Yeah. Watch that distance.
Walk it back.
They were maniacs. Yeah.
I mean, if Gronk's calling you a maniac, that's about all you need to know.
They were fun. That's for sure. He's a fun dude.
Gronk, this is unhinged behavior.
It is unacceptable, definitely, in the world of sports. But when you're that big of a fan, that's what fans do. I mean, whenever they have an opportunity to do that.
He got interviewed by
ESPN. I read it this morning. He said him and his friend talked about it every single time they're at a Yankees game. What would they do if that situation occurred? And he said they would do it again, and that's what they would do. They would stand up and protect the D. That's what he said. So.
They could have ripped Mookie's arm off.
I think it's truly unacceptable. I mean, that act of behavior.
Now you do.
Not 90 seconds
after Kay Adams reminds you that this is an abhorrent act in the middle of your moment of reveling. And you know what? And to your point, and to Sully's point, Gronk read the story on ESPN and thought it was great.
Let's also observe that Mookie... Well, he doesn't know how to read.
Somebody
read it to him. Let's also observe that Mookie caught that ball he caught it before the wall. He might have drifted into it.
Yes.
If he caught that ball over the wall, then there's an argument for you to try to knock the ball out of the player's hands.
No. No.
Not the way they did it, Lawrence.
Shane, you're wrong. There's an argument to knock the ball away.
Before it gets to the glove.
There's never an argument to knock it out of a player's glove.
Not the way they did it. That's not what I'm saying. Not the way they did it. But he caught the ball before the wall hit. So there's no protecting the wall. You're just being a bag.
And definitely being a bag.
Definitely being a bag. And yes, it's like there's a line to be drawn here because you have a right to try and make a catch if you're a fan and
yes,
it's coming down to you.
100%.
You absolutely do.
Yes.
And there's a line to be drawn here from the Steve Bartman situation in this town and to the Legault brothers situation in this town. And then, of course, to Jeffrey Meyer and the home
Baltimore
run.
Orioles, and the Baltimore Orioles. Tony Tarasco?
Yeah, I think it was. And he was, Jeffrey Meyer already quoted in stories today.
I'm sure.
Shane, please book Steve Bartman. I know you've been trying for a while. See what you could do. But I'm pretty sure
Jesse was that morning.
I think you're right. I think there is, we all know these incidents from different data points in our lives. And a lot of the news coverage and the think pieces today are, is it getting worse? This fan entitlement at sporting events, is it getting worse?
I think it is.
I mean, that was really bad.
That was terrible.
And then them saying afterwards, we were told that we can come back tonight. Can you imagine if they were back tonight?
And I don't think that that's the case.
No.
That's the other part of it, them scheming to get back into the ballpark tonight. Like, that's why it's not funny. Like because they
weren't even scheming though, Lawrence. They thought that they were just going to be able to go back.
Yeah.
Because security told them when they kicked him out, yeah, you guys can come back tomorrow night. And then they said
that's what they said.
And it's in the article. And MLB and the Yankees both today said, yeah, no.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They said that they can come back for game 5.
Because the entitlement remained even after the game.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. No one told them that they were going to be allowed to be back in that game. Like that's not like those are the types of things that get you banned for a long time from going to games. But of course they don't think about that.
No, they think
because they've
fine.
Never had to think about that. And had this been Mookie getting injured in this moment, how do we talk about it then? And that was possible. Like
easily.
He's very vulnerable in that moment. And here are these two guys yucking it up. And here's Jesse yucking it up with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's gross.
Idiots. Unbelievable idiots. A shameful, shameful situation. I'm glad they won't be there tonight.
I guarantee you they're going to try to be.
They'll try to be.
No, do you know where they are tonight?
Lock up?
No, they're doing the Barstool live stream.
Oh, no. They got invited
they
there?
They are with the Yankees Barstool crew doing their live stream tonight. Both of those guys.
Of course they are.
This is Barstool's very good at capitalizing on stuff like this. They see it and they're like, hey, we going to get a lot of views.
Is Eddie?
And they will. They'll get a ton of them.
Is Eddie going to be there? No, Eddie's here, right? Eddie, I like Eddie. Eddie Frumberstool. His last name is Frumberstool. He only wants me to refer to him by his last name. Only ever.
You know what? That is a good point. I don't know Eddie's actual last name.
Farrar. Eddie Farrar.
Okay.
He's a good dude.
Yeah, he seems like it.
Yeah. I like Frumberstool myself. But that's just me.
But I realized, like, oh my God, I don't know that guy's last name.
Yeah. It's, we do Fox TV together every once in a while.
I see you guys getting the final word in.
Yeah,
it's not called that.
It's not called that anymore. But it still feels like that's what we're doing.
When we come back, we have to talk about another different weird story and a benching that was warranted,
dude,
and was executed by a coach.
We've turned the page on our week, but we haven't turned the page on that team's week. I don't want to just yet.
Okay, let's get to it next here on The Score.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.